Earth and Sky.
We've looked over the Amazon during the dry season, and during the dry season there are hundreds or thousands of forest fires induced by the farmers there, and the amount of smoke that goes to the atmosphere and therefore mixed with clouds is huge.
You're listening to atmospheric scientist Ilan Koren of Israel's Weizmann Institute of Science, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Koren spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar at a recent meeting about how smoke over the Amazon affects not only the immediate forest, but also global climate because of its dramatic impact on Earth's clouds.
Before you became a scientist, it's reported that that you journeyed by motorcycle across hundreds of miles of the Brazilian rainforest. What to you is special about the rainforest?
Well, it was more than 20 years ago, and I was young and probably, I hope that I can say it, stupid. So I bought a motorcycle with a friend, two motorcycles. We bought it in Caracas, and we drove all the way from the border between Venezuela and Brazil along the Amazon to Belém. And it was, I can say that it was the journey of my life, and it took us more than a month, probably closer to 2 months, and we slept in the trees with hammocks, and it was a spiritual experiment for me. I felt at home. And it's hard to explain why, because the humidity and the rain was so severe that most people that we met around us seems to suffer. But somehow I felt at home, and I fell in love with this place, with the forest and with the environment. And, it would be naive to say that I could predict that I will study and deal with the Amazon forest, but for sure I can say that I wanted to since then.
Now, you've done research on how smoke above the Amazon mixes with clouds using NASA's Terra satellite. What questions were you trying to answer, and what were some of the things that you found?
Yeah, I mean, if you look on satellite images over the Amazon or over most of South America during the dry season, you'll see many days that you cannot see the surface due to the presence of the smoke. And the smoke is so thick that it looks, if you are not familiar, it looks like a cloud. But basically, it's pure smoke from biomass burning in the Amazon. And we see many feedbacks, many very complicated feedbacks due to the presence of the smoke. The smoke goes to the atmosphere, change cloud properties, and therefore immediately change the precipitation properties. So the forest will suffer twice. Once immediately due to the biomass burning, and as a feedback, it will change the precipitation properties, and the same cloud that naturally would precipitate over the forest now can form away from the forest, and therefore it will change the whole hydrological cycle of the river, of the Amazon basin. So we are talking about very significant effects.
And for the benefit of listeners, what's the difference between clouds and smoke? What's
basically, we are classifying clouds from aerosols by presence of liquid water. So when we are dealing with cloud, we are talking about mostly liquid water that forms around aerosols. And aerosols that are not clouds are mostly suspended particles, either liquid or solid, but not water, in the atmosphere. Now, obviously, the presence of smoke will affect the properties of the cloud and the precipitation properties of the cloud. And since we are dealing with such a fragile environment, it is very important locally for the well-being of the forest, of the rainforest, but also globally, because we change the whole radiative properties of the system.
Yeah, tell me more about this. You said you use this phrase, the radiative properties of the system.
Right.
What are radiative properties, and what system are we talking about?
Basically, when we deal with climate change, the first question that everybody knows by heart is global warming. So global warming is a very basic first approximation of the radiative balance of the atmosphere, namely how much of the energy reaching from the sun is trapped in the atmosphere compared to what would be the steady state or the balance of the system without man-made effect. So clouds has a very important role in this radiative balance. Basically, clouds, when we look on them from space, they are white, suggesting that great part of the solar energy that get to the atmosphere is reflected back by clouds. So you can say that clouds cools the atmosphere. In contrast to greenhouse gases effect is warming the atmosphere. Say that aerosols can trap part of the solar energy and warm the aerosol layer, and therefore clouds will form less and will cover less part of the atmosphere, the net effect of the aerosols due to suppressing clouds would be more warming. So it's a very complicated system, and it can go toward cooling or warming, depends where we emit the aerosols and what the aerosol optical properties.
Dr. Corin, thank you very much for taking this time out to speak with us today. What is the most important thing that you'd like to tell the public today about what's happening at and above the Amazon rainforest?
Well, I would like to say that the amount of biomass burning and deforestation over the Amazon is unbelievable. And if there is one thing that I can say now that we have to do, is we have to try to stop it. In order to reduce it and to slow down the deforestation and the fires, we have to find a way to support the local farmers. We have to find a better and a friendlier way to help them stop forest fires and deforestation.
You've been listening to atmospheric scientist Ilan Koren of the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. Our thanks today to NASA's Terra mission, helping us better understand and protect our home planet. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth Skies, clear voices for science.
We're at earthsky.org.